Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to start by congratulating you, Ambassador Bencini, on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I assure you of the full support and cooperation of my delegation. I'd also like to thank the Secretariat for their invaluable support. Japan, as the second president of this year, is also ready to make every effort to contribute to the work of the CD in cooperation with the other presidents and all member states. I'd like to join my previous speakers, including those on Tuesday, in expressing my deep gratitude and best wishes to the former US Ambassador, Mr. Bruce Turner, and in welcoming newly arrived ambassadors. Japan considers that this year it is extremely important for the conference to resume its substantive work as soon as possible, building on the progress made in 2024. This means to adopt a decision to resume the work of the subsidiary bodies with their mandates as specified in Decision CD-2390 and to reappoint the same coordinators as those in Decision CD-2391 as early as possible so that we can advance the substantive work. Allow me to outline my delegation's priorities in the respective subsidiary bodies this year. In Subsidiary Body 1, Japan considers it useful to deepen the discussion on realistic and practical measures toward a world without nuclear weapons, including the CTBT and FMCT and the NPT, the enhancement of transparency on nuclear arsenals, arms control dialogues among nuclear weapon states, as well as on international security environment related to nuclear disarmament. In Subsidiary Body 2, we should advance the discussion on how to start negotiations on a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices, or FMCT, and on its technical aspects in preparation for future negotiations. Japan will work with member states to maintain and raise political attention and expand the support for early commencement of negotiations on an FMCT. In Subsidiary Body 3, Japan attaches importance to deepening the discussion on specific measures which contribute to the prevention of an arms race in outer space, including potential norms of responsible behaviors. Last year, Argentina, the United States, and Japan submitted an UN General Assembly resolution to emphasize the importance of full compliance with relevant international law, including the Outer Space Treaty, which was adopted with the support of 167 countries. In this regard, we should reconfirm the existing international legal obligations, such as Article 4 of the Outer Space Treaty. In this vein, Japan also looks forward to constructive discussion on this topic at the merged open-ended working group on the prevention of an arms race in outer space in all its aspects. In Subsidiary Body 4, Japan believes that it will be meaningful to further substantive discussion on negative security assurances given by nuclear weapon states to non-nuclear weapon states that are party to the NPT and in compliance with their nuclear non-proliferation obligations. In Subsidiary Body 5, we hope to deepen the discussion on a treaty to prohibit radiological weapons and on the impact of the development of emerging technologies such as AI on disarmament. Relatedly, Japan supports the continued work of the DGE on laws within the framework of the CCW. Having said that, to be clear, these are not comments on the mandates of the subsidiary bodies. We believe that it is important not to reopen them and to swiftly adopt a decision to resume their work. Mr. President, this year marks the 80th year since the atomic bombings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The tragedy of Hiroshima and Nagasaki must never be repeated. Japan has assigned itself the mission of taking the lead in international efforts to achieve a world without nuclear weapons. The path towards this common goal is, however, becoming more severe, given the serious challenges posed to the international security environment. They include Russian Federation's illegal and unprovoked aggression against Ukraine, accompanied by threats of the use of nuclear weapons, as well as China's accelerating build-up of its nuclear arsenal without transparency or meaningful dialogue. Japan is seriously concerned about the advancement of the DPRK's nuclear and missile activities and its military cooperation with Russia, including the engagement in combat against Ukraine of North Korean troops deployed to Russia. It is essential for the international community to fully implement the relevant UN Security Council resolutions to achieve the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of the DPRK's all weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles of all ranges. Japan urges the DPRK to abide by all the relevant UN Security Council resolutions and fully comply with the NPT and IAEA safeguards. In these difficult times, Japan, as the only country to have ever suffered atomic bombings in war, will continue to spearhead international efforts in realizing a world without nuclear weapons. To this end, Japan will continue to raise awareness and understanding of the realities of the use of nuclear weapons, build a bridge between the nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states, and advance realistic and practical efforts. Mr. President, as part of such efforts, Japan submitted to the first committee of the UN General Assembly last year a resolution titled Steps to Building a Common Roadmap Towards a World Without Nuclear Weapons. It was adopted with 152 supporting votes. My delegation would like to express our appreciation to the countries that co-sponsored or supported the resolution, including two nuclear weapon states, namely the United States and the United Kingdom. Japan hopes that the concrete measures proposed by the resolution will contribute to global efforts to achieve a world without nuclear weapons, engaging nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states alike in this endeavor. Thank you, Mr. President.